Hi, I'm Steve Westerly, and this is Beneficial Intelligence, a new weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. This week, doing the right thing. Back when Google was a startup, their motto was, "Don't be evil." That has obviously fallen by the wayside as Google has grown into one of the major tech giants in the world. But occasionally, their employees remind them of the old motto and actually raise a stink if Google is doing something that the employees don't approve of. It actually turned out that Google decided not to renew a contract they had with the Pentagon delivering AI for the military. As part of that, of the resolution of that conflict, Google decided to create an ethical artificial intelligence team. Unfortunately, that team is now unraveling after they fired the leader of the team and all of the top employees on the team are now leaving and slamming the door. Google employees are actually starting a union. They're not starting a traditional union, one that will fight for better pay or better working conditions. They've actually started a new kind of union, a union where the goal is not to make more money, but to make sure to force their employer, to force Google to consider social inclusivity, more social responsibility, and basically to force Google to do the right thing. Amazon never tried to claim the moral high ground, for good reason. Now, Jeff Bezos knew that their business was getting packages from the warehouse to the customer as cheaply as possible. That requires being ruthlessly efficient, and it requires squeezing the last ounce of productivity out of your warehouse and driver and employees. Amazon are notorious for forcing workers to do 10-hour graveyard shifts where they start sometime between midnight and sunrise, and they work for these 10 hours until some place around midday. Of course, drivers working starting in the middle of the night and working for 10 hours, they get tired. Now, you could do several things about that. You could, for instance, not force people to start in the middle of the night and work 10 hours. Another solution, obvious to a tech company, is to put cameras in the delivery vans and implement AI. So there is a camera that's watching the driver, and when the driver starts nodding off behind the wheel, then the AI can recognize that and wake him up. Now, that is a technical solution, but I don't consider that to do the right thing. Consulting company McKinsey don't consider themselves evil either. Like, they're just good at advising their customers, the people who pay them. So they advise their customers to make as much profit as possible. And they got, they were advising Purdue Pharma. Purdue Pharma produces opioids. And they have been blamed for their aggressive sales strategy. They've been pushing out opioids across the, especially the US, and the US has a significant opioid epidemic. People are overusing these painkillers. They've been overprescribed and they're overused, and they're causing about 50,000 overdose deaths in the US per year. Now, Purdue Pharma are basically bankrupt. They had to agree to an $8 billion settlement, and they're under various restrictions and trying to make up for the damage that they've caused. McKinsey, on the other hand, don't see that they've done anything wrong. Like, they were just advising their customer to make the most profit that they could. Now, other people don't see it quite the way McKinsey does. So they've actually just agreed to pay a $600 million settlement to the US states to make a lawsuit, to settle a lawsuit that the states had started against McKinsey for their bad advice. So even if it might be within what you feel your company is doing, sometimes you still get penalized for stepping over the line and not doing the right thing. As a CIO, you are involved in a war for talent. You need top talent. Top talent, loyal top talent, will provide lots of value for your organization for years or even decades. But you have other priorities too. You need to stay within your budget. You need to implement hot new technologies like artificial intelligence. You need to maintain IT security, and you need to basically deliver what you've promised. So there's always an opportunity to cut a corner. There's always an option to deploy some inadequately tested system. There's always the temptation to squeeze the employees just a little harder because we have a deadline and we have promised. But if you want to be able to attract and retain top talent, you need to do the right thing. Thank you for listening to Beneficial Intelligence, a weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. If you like the content, please spread the word. If you have comments, please get in touch. My contact information is in the show notes. See you next week.